Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 778. The topic is mindset, and the title is Self-Questions to a Better Self. I'm just wrapping up an audiobook that I enjoyed. The book is called The Tools, and it's written by, Phil Stutz, S-T-U-T-Z, and Barry Michaels, which is M-I-C-H-E-L-S. And it's again called The Tools. It says, transform your problems into courage, confidence, and creativity. So, one of the reasons why I enjoyed this book is it gave some mental framework in which we can use to improve our behaviors and or just live life to a better quality, a truer representation of what we would want. And I enjoy those things because if you can change your mental framework around your life, like what's happening to you and your reactions to it, you then are changing your reality. Too often people think life is fixed and it's just always is going to be the way it's always going to be and there's nothing you can do about it. Oh my gosh, that's such bullshit. You can change so much about life by simply changing the way you look at it. Now, that can sound kind of like BS whenever you're depressed and struggling, but it really is true. I've seen it in my life happen, many times. I've evolved and turned into a new person time and time again, and I hope I continue to do that for the rest of my life. But I've seen that for clients as well. A lot of people who had a fixed mindset towards something, they then learned that they were actually under control in some way. They took control of that, and then they changed, and they were able to make an adjustment. We can't always change the external or the physical, but we can change our response to it and our thoughts in regards to it, and that can change the stimulus in the environment for us. So what I wanted to do was just ask a couple questions today and kind of discuss these questions and discuss how in which they can help us live a better life. These are things that will not be like once you set them one time or once you practice them one time, they stay in place forever. You'll kind of fade in and out with these. But the more you think of them, the more often that'll become a natural thing to think of. And the more often you can better control your response to the world. So one of the questions that I like is, what if everyone could see? When you're deciding on something that you want to do or shouldn't do, ask yourself, what if everybody could see me right now? What if everybody could see this action? What if everybody could hear these words? What if everybody could see? Often the things that hold us back in life from living our best life, from feeling like our best selves, often those things happen in the darkness. They happen when no one can really see, and maybe no one will ever know. But we know. And often us knowing is enough to prevent us from feeling our best, believing ourselves to be our best, and it can really hold us back in life. If you think about somebody trying to stop a habit, maybe they have a bad habit, and this could be related to, you know, nutrition and training, which is what this podcast is about. So maybe somebody has a habit of overeating due to emotions, or undereating due to emotions. Those are things that often we don't do when other people can see us. So I have a history myself of being anorexic. I was anorexic for 2.5 years. I ate one meal a day and tried to burn off all those calories. I did that as a form of controlling who I was and trying to develop myself into a mentally tougher person. It was ridiculously unhealthy. It worked for the mental component, but I had to do a lot of undoing of that mindset for a lot of years. So it was a means to an end in regards to helping me control my mindset and mental toughness and developing into a better person towards what I felt was a better person. But it was detrimental and negative, and there are way better ways to do it that I have been fortunate enough to be able to show to other people. So I do work with people with eating disorders, and It's awesome to be able to tell them that I can relate, but also don't do it that way because it was so bad and so detrimental and took me forever. So there are way better ways to do it. And we've had a lot of success doing it through the better ways, the healthier ways. But a lot of things we do in our life, even unrelated to nutrition, but just a lot of things we do in our life that kind of hold us back from feeling our best. Maybe they make us feel guilty. Maybe they hold us back from achieving as much as we can. Maybe hold us back towards having better relationships. They're just, in some way, some of the things we do that don't allow us to live our best life. We do those things in the dark. For you, what are your things? What are the things you're trying not to do? Well, what if when you did those, what if everyone could see? If everyone could see you, would you still do it? Probably not. So in this moment, when you're about to do that thing, ask yourself, what if everybody could see me right now? Would I be proud of myself? Would I have to explain myself? How would I feel? What would be the emotions I would feel if everyone could see? If you put yourself into that mindset, it might help you not do that thing because you'll feel the negatives of the action before you even do it. And that can help you become more aware of the guilt that you typically feel afterwards, and or kind of the negative impact of what you feel or what you do or what you think afterwards. Rather than having to do the thing and then feel the feelings, by asking ourselves, what if everyone could see? It can give us an idea of what those feelings are before we do it and help us not do it. Another question we have, and this is a little bit kind of on the nose, I guess is what they say, I'm not really sure, is what if I died tomorrow? If you have an option of doing something today, but you're not really sure whether you want to do it or not, maybe it takes a level of commitment or energy that you don't feel like doing, or maybe it's a choice between two priorities and you're not sure which one to do. Ask yourself, what if I died tomorrow? What would I wish I had done? So those are kind of two separate questions, but they can be related. Is, if I had the choice tonight, let's say, for example, someone in my life wanted to spend time together and I wanted to work out. Maybe there's a way for me to still get my workout in earlier or later, or modify it in some way where I'll still get the need that I need and still be able to meet with that person. Maybe that's a balance I want to make. So I would say to myself is, man, I really want to get this workout in, but man, what if I died tomorrow? You know, would I feel bad I missed a workout, or would I feel bad if I missed my time with my friend? So this doesn't mean that every time I have to choose to go with my friend and skip my workouts. I'm an introvert, and I just made a podcast a couple days ago talking about how my workouts are my time. That's my time to refill who I am, to recharge. So maybe I do need that workout. And I can postpone the thing with a friend till another time. These aren't clear-cut, easy answers, but they're questions that help us put things into perspective to find an answer that we're comfortable with. An answer that eliminates the guilt of a good decision. An answer that eliminates the shoulda, woulda, couldas. An answer that, when we come up with it, when we finalize it, when we follow through, we can feel content with what we chose, and the moment is then done. We don't have to be haunted by it anymore. So, that is something we can think of. It's also a really good motivator for timelines and goals. So, another thing we can think of is, instead of saying, what if I died tomorrow, is, what if I only had 1 month left? What would I do in the last month of my life? Would I complete that project that I've been putting off for months and months and years and years? Would I buckle down and finally get it done? It's amazing what we can do when there's a deadline on us. I laugh because I'm not too far removed from school, and I can tell you more times than I would like to admit to that there would be something due, and there I am staying up, you know, 8 hours the night before finishing something I should have been doing for the last 8 weeks. And what do you know, it gets done, I get an A on it, but it was stressful, and I really should have been doing it the whole time, but the pressure of that deadline finally made me follow through with my actions. What if there was a deadline in what you wanted to achieve? What if there was a deadline on what you wanted to do? Well, guess what? There is. Not to be too negative here, but we all will eventually die someday. That is our deadline. The problem is it seems far away. We mentally remove ourselves from death because of the discomfort, the uncertainty, the fear associated with it. But in the process of removing ourselves from death, we also remove ourselves from the realization of how short life really is, of how pressured we really should be to get things done. We don't have forever. But often we act as if there will be a forever. That perpetual someday, that perpetual next Monday. Eventually there won't be a someday, there won't be a Monday. It'll all become yesterday. Okay? So what if I died tomorrow? What if I died next month? What if I only had a year to live? Think through those time frames and don't shy away from the pressure of deadlines. Create deadlines for yourself. Create reward and punishment systems for those deadlines. It's easy to say, oh, I'll get this done in a month, but if nothing happens in the month, then who cares? So you can create deadlines for yourself with actual rewards and punishments. And that can make a big difference towards increasing your adherence to follow through with things that you'd say you truly want to do. And the last question we hinted on already was, what would I wish I had done? We can also use this as, in the moment, what would be the response that I wish I would do? Meaning that sometimes, in the moment, maybe we're nervous talking to somebody new. And that nervousness kind of holds us back and makes us feel shy. We don't really act our true selves. Ask yourself, well, what would I wish I had done? Do I wish I would have walked right up to the person and shook their hand, introduced myself, asked them questions, started a dialogue? Do I wish I would have walked into the room, took charge, been the leader? What do you wish you would do? That can help you then do it. If we have nervousness, if we have things that kind of shut us down, insecurities, often they're based on the fear of what might happen. Well, instead of focusing on what might happen, focus on what you'd like to do. How would you want it to turn out? What would a confident person do to help it turn out in that way? And then follow through with those actions. Not the ones that feel natural to do. It's interesting that usually in moments of insecurity, we don't feel comfortable in the insecure ways we act. We're uncomfortable knowing it's not our best and we wish we'd do this and, you know, da-da-da-da-da, but we're uncomfortable. We're uncomfortable in the moment knowing we're being insecure. And we fear the uncomfortableness of acting secure. So it's interesting that in the uncomfortable of being insecure, We fear the uncomfortable of being secure. If either way you're going to be uncomfortable, why not be uncomfortable in success? Then uncomfortable in the same reaction you always do, that you always wish you would do differently. Isn't it time to try a new approach? If we know the same approach leads to the same place of wishing and wanting we would act differently, do things differently, say things differently, why not try different? Why not try something else if we already know that this doesn't work? Why don't we? Because we fear the uncomfortableness. Well, don't you feel uncomfortable now? Aren't you uncomfortable knowing you haven't followed through? Why not try a new level of uncomfortable? Oh, okay, it might be worse. It would rather be fearful of what might happen than to have it happen. Well, guess what? The imagery of what you think is happening, you're still suffering from. Why not experience it and see if it could possibly go any better? If all you ever imagine are the worst outcomes, then you are already living the worst outcomes. You're already living unsuccessful towards that thing. You will never have the chance to become successful if you always hold yourself back from trying. I hope that as we kind of assess our mindset towards our behaviors in life, that we can see how certain perspectives might hold us back and certain perspectives can actually push us to move forward. Don't let comfort define what you do. Growth is uncomfortable. Don't be fearful of being uncomfortable, because then you're going to be fearful of growth. We know when we go in the gym and we want to build our muscles, we want to lose fat, we want to get stronger, it's uncomfortable, right? We accept uncomfort in the process of training, knowing it leads us to be better. We need to accept the discomfort in the actions of life that it takes to become better. Please, try in small ways. Try to be more social to next time you go to, you know, a gas station or a grocery store, or next time you see some stranger. Try to just be a little more open. The next time you're faced with a situation in which, man, I wish I would react in this way, but I never do. Try it. Just try it. See how it goes. Remind yourself that the uncomfortableness that you feel in that moment is growth. That uncomfortable is the same concept of feeling uncomfortable in our training. We feel uncomfortable, we adapt to it, and we grow to it. That's the same in the gym as it is outside of the gym. So please, give that a try and see how it helps. So these are questions we can ask ourselves to help us become our best selves. What if everyone could see? What if there was a deadline? What if I died tomorrow, died next month, died next year? What if there was a deadline? And what would I wish I had done? These are great questions because they push us towards being our great selves. Get out of your own way. You have a happier life. You have a more successful life awaiting for you. Get out of your way. Work with yourself. Try something new. Even if it's uncomfortable, you're going to be uncomfortable anyhow. Just try something new. Okay. Hopefully that helped. Hopefully it gave you something to think of. So check out that book. I do think it was pretty good. I liked it. Again, the book title is The Tools by Phil Stutz, S-T-U-T-Z, and Barry Michaels, M-I-C-H-E-L-S, The Tools. Transform your problems into courage, confidence, and creativity. Boom. Okay. Well, thanks for listening to the podcast. If you want any help, if you need any help with anything at all, our email is brewlaurengym@gmail.com. Just reach out and we'll always be happy to help. That's what we're here for. So I hope these podcasts are helpful. If you do like them, please share them. You can share them on social media. You can share them in email, text message, conversation, however you want. The more people we help, the happier the world will be. So please share it. Thank you if you do. Also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on our social media channels of Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd always love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. And you can tell us at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.